The Osgood File, Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. The fallout continues in Ferguson, Missouri, where just 3 weeks ago the police chief was assuring CBS's Dean Reynolds,
"There's not a racial problem in the police department."
Is there a racial problem someplace else?
No.
More after this from Charlie. The police department in Ferguson was cleared of civil rights violations in the shooting last summer of Michael Brown, but a separate report found a pattern of abusive behavior in other cases, mostly involving African Americans. The report says police were under pressure to make arrests because the city manager needed the court fines to balance his budget. That city manager has since resigned, and now so has the police chief.
"The chief's resignation is effective March 19th, 2015. This was a mutual decision, both by the chief of police and the city's administration."
Ferguson Mayor James Knowles. And you can add to that a city judge and the city clerk and two cops who were forced out for sending racist emails. But some of the people who heard the news at a meeting of the Ferguson City Council thought the council itself ought to be held responsible.
"To have the DOJ to come in to find out all of this, and you right here and didn't even notice it. You represent these people."
The mayor says he understands the feelings, but he's committed to making things right.
"I've been committed, the city council has been committed to making those reforms. I realize that there's some people that still want a head, or my head, or other heads, and you know, I can understand, you know, that they're going to say that."
City Manager John Shaw defended himself after resigning, saying the Department of Justice got it wrong, that his office never instructed the police to target African Americans or to falsify charges to collect fines. And there is some irony here, because all but forgotten in this is that the same federal investigation that prompted all these resignations did find that one city employee should not have lost his job. The man who shot Michael Brown, Officer Darren Wilson. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.